This is KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. And it's time for Jazz in the Afternoon. We're going to call this program Jazz Lives. And the menu for today is plenty of bop, blues, ballads, big bands. We're going to check out the recorded history of the great American art forms.
Thank you.
Carson Blue is the name of that tune, recorded live in Los Angeles in 1955 at a club called Strollers in Long Beach. Chico Hamilton Quintet, Buddy Collette, and that's really the reason I played Buddy Collette's solo on there, on this. There's a lot of sentimental, as I get my voice together here, sentimentally attached to that solo. Jim Hall, in his first recording, his first outing on guitar, Fred Katz on cello, and Carson Smith on bass getting the opening and closing remarks. My name's Nick Geffro, and I'm going to be here for 3.5 hours today, and going to cover a lot of territory. As I said, a lot of bop, ballad, blues, big band, and so forth. From all eras, actually, I'm going to go as far back as the 20s on a few occasions here today. And around 2 o'clock, I'm going to make a little special trip to New Orleans, so stick around for that. Play some modern New Orleans music. I'm going to go back and play some of the Giants. That'll be around 2 o'clock. Some of the early Giants, I should say. And we're going to play music all the way up to the 21st century. So, like this. KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Wednesday is Jazz Day on KBOO. KBOO's the station that's a lot of things to a lot of people, but on Wednesday, jazz lives. And John Coltrane, Red Garland, Paul Chambers, and Art Taylor. Bass Blue is the name of that last tune. And before that, not quite up to the 21st century, but 1992, Wallace Roney on trumpet, his brother Antoine Roney on tenor, Jackie Terrison on piano, Peter Washington on bass, Eric Allen on drums, and a tune called Gone, which was a Gershwin tune. The Gershwin brothers did that tune, I think. And my name's Nick Geffro. We're going to be here until 3:30, and I know the time's going to fly for me because I'm having a ball.
Oh, beautiful. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Fred!
Yes?
Will you take those lions off the front of the boat?
I can't move them now. The weather's intolerable.
I don't care what the weather is. Take those lions off the front of the boat and take them off immediately. Good God, man. Have some heart in you, will you, please? Have some heart.
All right.
I'm trying to run this expedition in a decent manner. I'm here in the cabin trying to make out my accounts and keep myself in a sane best stage of mind. Now, will you kindly take those lions off the front of the boat? They're in heat and the wind is coming this way.
wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. Run away. If I were wise, I'd run away. But like a fool in love, I stay. And pray you'll save your love for me. I can feel it, even when you're not here, can't conceal it. I really love you, my dear. And though I know no good can come from loving you, I can't do a thing. So, darling, help me, please. Have mercy on a fool like me. I know I'm lost, but still I plead. Darling, please save your love for me. You may have fun the crowd, but for crying out loud, darling, please save your love for me.
KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. My name's Nick Geffro. This is Jazz in the Afternoon, but subtitled Jazz Lives. Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley there. Save Your Love for Me. Nancy Wilson, of course, singing Cannonball, Nat, Joe Zawinul on piano, Sam Jones on bass. Louis Hayes on drums, recorded in 1961. And before that, a little thing from Shelly Manne and His Men. Un Poco Loco, the great Bud Powell tune. Stu Williamson on trumpet, Charlie Mariano on alto, Russ Freeman on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Shelly Manne on drums. And that was recorded in 1956. And as I said earlier, we're going to cover jazz from the 20s on. Now, we're going to go back to the 20s a little later on the show for a few things. We're going to also bring it up to date to the 21st century from time to time, so, and everything in between. So, before that, Gene Harris, all-star big band tribute to Count Basie, and a thing called Captain Bill. And let's see, then we had a little taste from Lord Buckley there. Get those lines off the front of the boat. Some humor from a very jazz-oriented comedian from back in the 50s. All right, let's play some Bird.
Thank you. Thank you. Cuba, oh Cuba, ni veo que gualona, y veo como los cuauhtes, oh Cungarere me llamo yo, Arere me llamo yo.
Definitely brought us up to the 21st century. Recorded a couple years ago, Stefan Harris, the well, I would say probably the young vibist of the times. King Tut's Strut, the name of that tune. Blackout, the name of the CD. And Stefan Harris on vibes. Casey Benjamin on saxophone. Ann Drummond was also on flute there. Mark Carey on bass, Daryl Hall, also on bass, Mark Carey on keyboard, excuse me. And at the end there, Tarion Gully and Pedro Martinez doing that fantastic percussion, Tarion Gully on drums, and the Cuban drum master, Pedro Martinez, doing the Yoruba vocal there. Then before that, Stella by Starlight, John Coltrane, Miles Davis, Cannonball Adderley, Bill Evans doing one of my favorite piano solos of all time there, Paul Chambers and Jimmy Cobb rounding out the sextet from 1958. And Stella by Starlight. And then we had a little Rockin' Bird. Bird from 1952. Recorded live at Rockland Palace Dance Hall in Harlem. Charlie Parker, Walter Bishop on piano, Mundell Lowe on guitar, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Lester Leaps In. You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, your community radio station. And the station that's a lot of things to a lot of people. And on Wednesday afternoon, jazz reigns supreme here. Jazz lives. And that's the name of, that's what I'm calling this show today, The Jazz Lives. Sometimes you hear people say jazz is dead. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Jazz is alive and well.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Red Fox.
Thank you very much if you bothered to applaud for me. No, it's too late now. I've already called you a bunch of jive mothers. It's good to say there's some more ugly folks here in the room besides myself. No kidding. There's some ugly folks here tonight. If you don't believe me, look next to you. Go ahead, take a chance. This guy looked at his old lady like this. You got to see my old lady to believe in Halloween. When I met her, I thought she had a mask on. Ugly, just ugly for no particular reason. But she can sing better than anybody you ever heard. She can sing better than Nancy Wilson, better than Ella Fitzgerald, better than anybody. Just name somebody. Name Barbara Streisand, Dinah Shore. She can out-sing all of them, just ugly and won't get in show business. No kidding. I woke up this morning, looked over at her. She was laying there asleep. I said, hey, wake up, damn it. Sing something.
Green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow and weep for me. Gone, my lover's dream. That lovely summer dream gone and left me here to weave my tears into the stream. Now I'm sad as I can be. Won't you hear me, willow and weep for me? Whisper to the wind to say that love has sinned, to leave my heart breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing, crying all alone. Sympathy. Oh, just bend your branches down along the ground. Ooh, cover me when the shadows fall. Won't you bend, oh, willow, and weep. love has sinned to leave my heart a breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night, tell her to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing, crying all alone. Weeping a willow tree weeps in sympathy. Oh, just bend your branches down along the ground. Ooh, cover me when the shadows fall. Won't you bend a willow and
late great Lou Rawls, one of his greatest recordings, my favorite recording of Lou Rawls, and his debut recording, actually, from 1962, Lou Rawls' Willow Weep for Me, backed up by Les McCann, Leroy Vinegar, and Ron Jefferson. And before that, a little taste from Red Fox, a very little taste. I had to stop it before we had to get out the bleeper, but recorded live somewhere, probably in Los Angeles, and his theme song, Red Top. And I don't know who was playing there, but it was a good band. And before that, a guy that I enjoy very much at the Portland Jazz Festival, Miguel Zenon, and a tune called Seis Cinco, Luis Perdomo on piano, Hans Glauschnig on bass, and Antonio Sanchez on the drums. Recorded in Brooklyn in 2004. And then we start off with some hard rockin' Jack McDuff. Recorded live at the Front Room in Newark, New Jersey in 1965, 66 or thereabouts. Along with Jack McDuff, Red Holloway on tenor, George Benson on guitar, Joe Dukes on the drums. Rock Candy, the name of the tune.